this tractor trailer rig was the one of the first things that we bought, as well as the equipment to help us with structural collapse capabilities. It carries a large amount of structural collapse components, as well as shoring equipment for trench rescue, confined space rescue, high angle rescue, motor vehicle rescue. And it allows us, where in the past we had two trailers that we pulled behind our two other rescue trucks, enough to give us one vehicle that could get all of our toys to the game. We have a whole shoring system on here, both wood and aluminum pneumatic shores, to be able to take care of structural collapse stuff, concrete breaching and breaking. We also have search cameras to be able to drill through collapsed buildings and collapsed concrete, look through with our cameras to see where victims are. We also have what's called a Delsar ultrasonic listening device, where we can triangulate where victims will be based on sound waves. We set sensors up on a rubble pile or on the collapsed building, and through the noise we move the sensors in closer to, and it helps us pinpoint, you know, where a victim might be in the building. We use that in associations with canines that are available to us through a mutual aid response. There's several of us in the Houston Fire Department that are also members of Texas Task Force One, which is one of the federal response teams for disasters. And so a lot of our members are cross-trained there for the state, and as a federal asset that we're able to use as a local resource as well. The equipment on this particular truck that we bought with ODP money, there's over $500,000 worth of equipment that we were able to buy with the grant. The truck itself was about $400,000. So we're close to $1 million worth of equipment that we wouldn't be able to have purchased with the Houston Fire Department budget without the ODP grant that we applied for. But we have inflatable shelters that are on here for us to be able to set up command anywhere and basically be able to go right to work. And our equipment is compatible with what Texas Task Force One uses. So when we bring them in for mutual aid, people are familiar with the equipment, the widgets all match up, and we're able to do a smoother, more effective job as far as the rescue goes. We used it last night. We had the structural collapse out at Town and Country Mall last night. We used it at a shipboard rescue yesterday morning. We had a guy trapped underneath a section of pipe that came loose in the hull of a ship that he got trapped underneath. So this has everyday application as well as disaster application, because with a city of this size, and we respond, you know, to other counties because they don't have this rescue capability as of yet.